Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are telling the King and Queen about their meeting with Hamlet. Polonius is also in attendance with his daughter.
And can you by no drift of conference get from him why he puts on this confusion? Rating so harshly all his days of quiet with turbulent and dangerous lunacy.
He does confess he feels himself distracted, but from what cause he will by no means speak.
Nor do we find him forward to be sounded, but with a crafty madness keeps aloof when we would bring him on to some confession of his true state.
Did he receive you well?
Most like a gentleman.
But with much foreseeing of his disposition.
A niggard of question. But of our demands, most free in his reply.
Did you assay him to any pastime?
Madam, it so fell out that certain players we all wrought on the way, of these we told him, and there did seem in him a kind of joy to hear of it. They are here about the court, and as I think they have already order this night to play before him.
It is most true, and he beseeched me to entreat your majesties to hear and see the matter.
With all my heart, and it doth much content me to hear him so inclined. Good gentlemen, give him a further edge and drive his purpose into these delights.
We shall, my lord.
Sweet Gertrude, leave us too. For we have closely sent for Hamlet hither, that he as to her by accident may hear affront Ophelia. Her father and myself, lawful espials, will so bestow ourselves that seeing unseen, we may of their encounter frankly judge. And gather by him as he is behaved, if be the affliction of his love or no, that thus he suffers for.
I shall obey you. And for your part, Ophelia, I do wish that your good beauties be the happy cause of Hamlet's wildness. So shall I hope your virtues will bring him to his wonted way again, to both your honors.
Madam, I wish it may.
Ophelia, I walk you here. A gracious, so please you, we will bestow ourselves. Read on this book. The show of such an exercise may color your loneliness. We are oft to blame in this. 'Tis too much proved that with devotion's visage and pious action, we do sugar o'er the devil himself.
Oh, 'tis too true. How smart a lash that speech doth give my conscience. The harlot's cheek, beautied with plastering art, is not more ugly to the thing that helps it than is my deed to my most painted word. Oh, heavy burden.
I hear him coming. Let's withdraw, my lord.